Wheat and corn prices are up, and the USDA will release crop estimates next week. Joining us now is Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. And Kim, let's start with this price increase.
Well, I think it's strictly because of the funds are getting back in the market, higher corn prices, and then, of course, dryness in Argentina. That's having also some positive impact on corn and wheat prices.
Now, the wheat harvest has wrapped up in Argentina and Australia. How did everything look there?
I think it's coming about as expected. The report that comes out next week, they'll probably lower Australia's wheat production a little bit. Argentina will probably get about an average crop around 550 million bushels. Australia's crop, I believe, will remain at a record, but less than it was projected last month.
And in looking at crop conditions around here, kind of what's the latest? How are things looking in the region?
Well, they're really looking good. It's amazing. You know, you look at some of the numbers on those crop conditions, 63% of Oklahoma's wheat crop's good to excellent. Only 7% is poor to very poor. 37% of it's being grazed compared to 34% last year and a 35% average. Who would have thought that, you know, last September, October? Texas, as we know, the crop's in relatively bad condition with 25% good to excellent and 38% poor to very poor. A Kansas crop, not quite as good as Oklahoma. Of course, more of it there. 53% good to excellent and 9% poor to very poor.
Okay. Let's talk now about the USDA report that's going to be released on January 12th, which, by the way, it will be in honor of my mom's birthday. What kind of things are we going to expect to see?
Well, there's four big reports coming out then. You've got the annual crop production reports, which is the final numbers. You've got the grain stocks, the WASDE report, and the winter seedings.
Okay, and any pre-release estimates there that you're looking at?
Yeah, I've seen Allendale's numbers and heard a few. They're looking at about 2.2 million more acres of winter wheat, hard red winter wheat, up 1.3 million acres.
Okay, and then what kind of things are you going to keep an eye on in the next week?
Well, I'm watching that Kansas City Board Trade March contract. It's above $7 or right at it. I think it's going to stay between $6.50 and $7, but that report on Thursday is going to determine where prices go.
Okay, we'll see you next week. Kim Anderson, thank you.